A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Rob Cesternino, and we're back to talk about all of the internet's best news stories for the week of May 31st, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here in the studio for News AF. We were on the road last week, but we're back. Everybody's back where they're supposed to be. And here I am after spending a week in Reno with this man, the slot machine champion, Tyson Apostle.
Cling, 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 cling.
The other slot machine champion just recently died because most people who play slot machines are like 85.
Yeah, because that's how long it takes you to master the art.
All right, and then of course, here he is, the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I am doing great.
Good.
Now that we're all back together in the right place.
Yes, yep. Everybody is back home. Danny, did you have a lot of FOMO while Tyson and I were in Reno?
You know, I didn't because I went down to Southern Utah and you guys were with us. My wife demanded that we listen to the podcast.
Really?
She's never heard it before. Yeah. And we listened to two episodes going down and two episodes coming back. And even my six-year-old laughed.
Wow.
He laughed so hard he almost started crying at the episode with the schmushing. The idea of dad tumbling naked in orbit made him giggle. And then when Tyson said that we smushed together, he started laughing super hard.
Okay, wow. That's cool. Yeah.
This is News AF family time listening, like the old time radio. Gather the family around for the News AFing.
Who knew that we were such a hit with six-year-olds? Maybe we should really be going after that demographic.
I feel like this is so unusual because I don't think anybody that I podcast with that has their significant other listen to the podcast. Tyson, does Rachel listen to any of the podcasts that you do?
No, only if she hears me talking to you, and that's pretty one-sided. She has no clue what I'm talking about.
Wow, well, Danny, you might be the real, like, one in a million of the person who I talk to who significant other actually is interested in hearing what they're talking about.
Well, the thing is, my wife has been begging, like, how do I do this? How do I listen to your podcast? And last week, she'd gotten on Blab. Remember when it crashed?
Yeah.
So she'd made an attempt and couldn't get on, or that was 2 weeks ago. So finally, we were in the car, and I said, all right, here, this is how you get it. And then we listened to it. And even my kid stopped playing with his iPad, which is like a miracle. And, and he also commented that Tyson swears a lot.
Yeah.
He kept saying, is he swearing, Dad? I'm like, yeah.
What was I saying?
You just always a little dash here and a little sprinkle there.
A sprinkle and a dash.
Yeah. He's got to grow up sometime.
It's the secret ingredients.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you've got a real winner there, Danny, because my wife could not care less about anything that I'm talking about, even when I'm not podcasting. So for her to go back and listen to a recording of me talking is really, really just would be mind blowing. So congratulations.
Maybe she just wanted to hear you and Tyson. Maybe it had nothing to do with me. She's like, I wonder if Rob and Tyson are funny.
You know, well, I actually did get a complaint the other day that when I was in Reno, I met one of the listeners of the podcast who claimed that she was injured while listening to the podcast. She said that Bryson guy is killing her, that she dropped a weight on herself while she was working out.
At the gym.
Yes.
Probably not safe. Maybe you should add a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that says, do not listen to this while getting swole.
Yes, that it was Danny's fault that she got hurt because of Danny.
I should have asked what the moment was.
Yeah, I'll ask her on Facebook. All right. So Tyson and I just got back from Reno. Tyson got back yesterday. I got back on Sunday night. Tyson, how are you readjusting to life outside of Reno?
Oh, man. I should have gone to bed last night at a reasonable hour instead of trying to stay on Reno time, which is like 4 in the morning, you know? Wake up at 4 in the morning or go to bed at 4 in the morning.
Right. There's no time change, right? It's an hour time change.
It's an hour
but
time
it's
change.
Just when you're
like
in
an
Reno.
8 hour time change, yeah.
Yeah. You stay up till late at night playing slot machines.
Oh, my God, Rob. You don't need me to tell you, slot machines is where it's at. I got this whole new strategy. Danny, I figured out the algorithm, dude.
Is that you're like that kid on that new TV show. You've got basically you and computers can talk together.
Yeah, but here's what it is.
Okay. Yes, let me hear the strategy. This is a conversation that's been held many, many times after trips to Reno.
I finally figured out the algorithm to bust the slot machines. It's this whole complex strategy. And a lot of these people, like you said, don't figure it out until they're 80 or 90 years old. And by then, they can't even really do the strategy because it involves a lot of walking from machine to machine. But I would say on the week, I'm up about $2,500 on penny slots pretty much.
Yeah.
I played
well,
a
I'm
few
the witness.
Hired, what? And Rob
I can
is
vouch
witness.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You're up $2,500 after a week of probably working multiple machines, but you didn't win the Buick?
No.
That spins in the center of the room?
It's a Tesla.
Oh, they've updated.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I could say also that I think that what sounds probably people like, oh, what'd you hit one jackpot? No. That Tyson really put the work in and, you know, was up like, you know, $100 here, $200 here, you know, $300 even. So he really does have a system.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Rob, in the mouth of two witnesses, you know.
Oh, there were more than two witnesses.
Yeah.
There were
like Boston,
at least two
Rob.
Or three other
sure.
people. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we had a very fun time in Reno. We were at the Jason Somerville Run It Up Reno event that we were at. We talked about last week on the show. But I had the best time over the last couple of days. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, get this,
yeah.
Danny. Rob knows how to play every single game in a casino.
I don't know how to play like Pai Gow or anything like that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Mahjong or whatever it is.
But pretty much. Like if you go to craps, he's like, yeah, that's how you do this. And if you go like everything. And I was like, oh, I don't even – like I would avoid those. Rob would be like, slot machines are so boring for me to watch you win money.
Yeah.
Which, okay, maybe I agree with you, Rob. But I didn't know how to play the other games, so I just would avoid them. And anytime we'd play blackjack, I'd lose like $200.
Yeah, I feel bad because I was getting bored watching Tyson play slot machines. I was happy for Tyson that he was winning, but I was just getting bored standing there watching. Yeah.
Well, you get absolutely no respect. Even though Tyson's $2,500 up on slot machines, you hear that and you're like, yeah, that's gross. You played slot machines. No respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, they are skeptics. They don't believe Tyson has a system.
Well, now I kind of have to believe it. Rob, you vouched for him.
Yeah, I vouched for him.
$500. Yeah.
I think that the key is that he really just puts the work in because he plays the penny slots, which you would think that, okay, that's just for the cheap asses. But he puts a lot of money into the penny slot machines and then plays it for, you know, he'll play like a $100 bill like all the way down on the penny slot machine. And eventually you do hit. But I think that they figure that like, oh, penny slot machines are probably like people are playing like putting like a $5 bill in and like playing like one penny at a time.
So when are you moving to Reno? Tyson?
I might move to Wendover.
Oh, that's a step down.
Oh, what? No, but next time we go, I'm going to have Rob teach me all the games. I didn't spend enough time learning all the other games like Baccarat and craps.
I don't know how to play Baccarat.
And
yeah, but we'll see. All right. So, yeah, and Danny, hopefully we can get you there too next time. It was a lot of fun there. We had a good crew there with Stephen Fishback, Boston Rob, and Josh Wiggler.
And me.
And Tyson. Anna Kate also taught us about a lot of different things when we were in Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sounds like a lot of fun, guys. I had the weekend with a bunch of screaming kids in a car, so.
Yeah, well, that was the best part about Reno. Maybe Reno wasn't even that great. It was just that there were no screaming kids outside of at the pool.
Yeah,
Rob had an entire bro week.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm a changed man now.
Yeah, he really is.
You seem to have an extra little bit of spring in your step.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I think it's because I slept past 8 o'clock for a couple days last week. I think that's what it is. All right, well, let's get into the news and talk about all the news AF stories. And let's start with a story this week, which I feel like that we actually discussed several weeks ago when we talked about the hot mugshot guy. We said, you know what? There needs to be a woman who comes along, an aspiring model who comes along, and she gets really dressed up, looking really good and getting arrested and then smiling and looking attractive in her mugshot picture. This could be the springboard for a modeling career. And apparently one of our listeners took our advice because the internet is now being taken by storm by hot mugshot girl. Mm-hmm. Hot mugshot girl is here.
It's time to start that modeling agency you've always talked about, Rob.
Yes, of felons.
Yeah, maybe we can get a lawyer on board and then, you know, have the whole package.
Yes. Well, she is the total package. It's Sarah Seawright that she was arrested in Arkansas. And she was previously accused of robbery, kidnapping, and battery. And now here she is. She is ready to take the internet on. She is hot mugshot girl. People are calling her hashtag prison bay.
Instead of prison bait?
Like jail bait? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
Tyson just woke up.
I just woke up, guys.
Prison bay. Yes.
Prison bay. So you'd be willing to represent prison bay on your new...
on anything.
Your new... Oh,
no, you're,
really?
As your modeling agency, you'd let her in.
On your modeling agency.
Yes. Yeah, I think that, I mean, she's going to be huge. Prison bay. People are really, she's very, very, very attractive.
You think she's going to be bigger than prison bay number one?
Well, who's prison bay?
Our main man.
Yeah, that dreamy guy.
Hot mugshot
dreamy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, really, what would be, if you got everybody together, hot mugshot guy should date prison bay, no?
Yeah.
Well, hot mugshot guy has a family and a child and stuff.
Well,
but
well,
I mean, if we have to, the rules of the internet, I think, supersede any existing relationship or marriage or anything like that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this is really, I mean, people are talking about her left and right. People were trying to get also Chad Ochocinco to bail her out of jail.
I didn't
get
this.
Yeah, why did they choose him?
Yeah, why him?
Is he
there
from
a backstory
Arkansas
or something? I think there must be some kind of...
Yeah. I think this feels like something that he would do, but I think that he doesn't have any money. I think that's really the problem.
Today is a day to save money. She's going to have to sit and think about her mistakes.
No.
That's very mature.
Wow, that sounds really adult of Ochocinco.
Yeah, I think that's really just because he has no money. I think if he had money, I think he would go and get her out. So, yes, people are really going nuts for a hot mugshot girl. But I feel like that with hot mugshot guy, I feel like that, oh, he's sort of a bad boy. He had that image. Do you think that hot mugshot girl do you think that her image helps her, Danny?
Well, part of the problem with these mugshots is that the bar is so low to be attractive during your mugshot that, I mean, she's put together and that just makes her stand out in a crowd of meth addicts and people with big scabby faces and tattoos on their necks. And so I wonder if you put her in a situation where she wasn't a mugshot girl, if she would stand out nearly as much.
Well, you can look at her photo right here and decide for yourself right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking at her mugshot right now.
Right.
So I'm just saying you put her into the cast of AMNTP, you know, America's, did I do that right? No. America's Next Top Model. I always try to do the acronym. And I wonder if she stands out.
Do you watch that show, Danny?
Yes. Yeah. My wife watches it, and I actually find it to be entertaining.
It's pretty funny.
It is.
Well, I would swipe right on hot mugshot girl. Especially if I had like some sort of mugshot Tinder, I think that she'd be like, really would stand out.
Hey, there is a dating app for everyone. Why don't we make one for felons?
Mugshot Tinder?
Yeah, well, mugshot Tinder or just felon Tinder or, you know, behind bars Tinder, something like that.
Because
Rob, can you come up with some type of pun off Tinder for inmates
Did
real
we
quick?
Talk about prisoner? Something like that?
You've always got like one that. Right there on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, something like that. You think that we're on to something. But for hot mugshot girl, she needs to start thinking about what her next move is. And I really think that hooking up with hot mugshot guy, well, yes, even if he has a, you know, he already has his own non-prison bay, I think that she needs to like move in there. She's a bad girl.
Yeah, she's a really bad girl.
Mm-hmm. She's very, very bad.
She's got a small window of opportunity here, and if she does the right things, maybe sets a car on fire, she can stay relevant and probably get some kind of contract.
Yeah. She only got arrested for failing to appear in court after a careless driving arrest. Careless driving sounds like a pretty innocuous offense, right? I mean, I feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
But then she's got robbery, kidnapping, and battery, which...
Right.
Yeah, kidnapping's kind of a baller move, you know?
Mm-hmm. But careless driving sounds like a pretty, like, a, that's like a cute offense. Like, she was just driving carelessly.
And maybe the kidnapping was all just a big misunderstanding.
Well, that, yeah, that's, you know, and battery. Who did she beat?
That could also.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't
yeah,
know, dude, but have you ever, if you ever watched them girls on World Star Hip Hop, there are girls that will fight.
All right. So we will be following the career of hot mugshot girl as we go along and see what's next for Prison Bay in her aspiring modeling career. And maybe if she can get onto TM, maybe one of these days. All right. We also like to follow what's going on in the world of fast food, and especially when it comes to colored buns. I think that it first started way back when we discussed the Burger King black bun. There is a new fiery red bun soon to be making its way to Singapore as the Angry Ooh. Birds burger makes its debut. It's a bright red bun on a fried chicken sandwich that also has an egg.
That looks delicious.
Really going for all forms of chicken possible here for the Angry Bird. Danny, would you eat the super red burger?
It's really hard to look at this picture. The red is just so bright.
It's a really it's bright blinding. Red burger.
Yeah. Usually the brighter the food, the more delicious.
Mm. Is that the rule?
I think so.
Yeah.
I would definitely eat that. That looks delicious. I love eggs on things like pizza, hamburgers. So this is my kind of sandwich.
Let me make a proposition.
Okay, go.
Angry Birds burger. Angry Birds the movie. Angry Birds video games after the movie at my house.
Tyson, why don't you use that $2,500 you won in Reno?
No, I already spent it all on poker entries.
Wait, hold on though, Tyson. When you and Boston Rob went to the movies the other night, I had heard the rumor that you had gone to see the Angry Birds movie already.
Nope, that's false.
What movie did you and Boston Rob go see?
We saw Neighbors 2, and I regret not watching Angry Birds.
Neighbors 2 was bad? Did you have to see Neighbors 1 to get it?
No, Neighbors 1 had its moments. It wasn't the worst movie in the entire world, but that's because they knew that they were going to make Neighbors 2, probably.
Yeah. Did Rob like it?
No, he hated it. We were going to walk out, and Rob's like, nope, we did this to ourselves. Let's teach ourselves a lesson. Let's
take our medicine.
Yep. But it was pretty terrible.
Okay. Yeah, so is the super red burger, Danny, it's bright red. Is the bun spicy? Is it hot?
So it says that it's got smoky fried chicken patty and a fried egg topped with lettuce, tomato, and a fiery pepper mayo. So it's not for kids. So kids will be disappointed, at least in Singapore, when they find out they can't eat the Angry Birds sandwich.
Why can't they eat it?
Well, they might be able to handle the fiery pepper mayo. I just know that if my kids ate that, I'd have a big crying boogery mess on my hands.
Dad, why'd you give me this spicy red
so hot,
burger?
Dad.
Do the boogers come from the spice, or they were previously already boogery?
No, well, they already had them locked and loaded, and then the crying and the spice unleashed them. It'd probably be a torrent.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that there's also they're making a green burger also to combat the red burger. Is that because there's also green birds on the Angry Birds?
Nope. It's
or green
they're
pigs.
Green,
the pig.
Green pigs. So hopefully it will be a McRib style sandwich.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens there. But The Angry Red Bird burger is not coming to the U.S. Again, that is only in Singapore, I believe.
Of course not. I mean, I've complained before that all of these other countries get the exotic, you know, sandwiches. We get nothing. We get the same old, even though we might be getting unlimited French fries, which is nice.
All right. So we'll keep you posted on that. Yes.
One last idea. Do you think that this chicken breast on this sandwich is the mother of the egg that's also on the sandwich? Is that like the thing? That's the thing that makes it like extra special, is it's like two generations of chicken right there.
Yeah, and if that is the case, is that what made the birds so angry that they've really just separated
the
mother
and
child?
They have a right to be angry.
Well, yeah. Rob, if you've watched the movie, you know that they're angry because the pigs have taken over their island.
They have an island?
I don't know. That's kind of what I understood from watching the preview.
Yeah, I don't know. I was very, very surprised that the place where I go to get frozen yogurt, they have like the Angry Bird cups, like it's like the on the thing that serves the ice cream. And I didn't understand how that my 2-year-old, Angry Birds. He knew exactly what that was. I don't really know how.
You have a 2-year-old now?
Yes.
Because he was three.
He's going to be three in September. He's going to be three.
I thought
kids
he was already
like
three.
Massive sponges. I mean, my kid's probably going to start cursing because he just absorbed all of Tyson's curse words.
Yeah.
He's not going to absorb any of the other words I used?
Not any of the good ones. Those ones don't stand out.
No, definitely not. All right, so let's get into we talked about Prison Bay. We have a couple other stories that have a little bit to do with prison. So we always like to talk about what people are up to with drones. Well, apparently drones are now helping prisoners get contraband, as a prisoner in London was able to, using a stick, reach out and get a black bag of contraband that was being sent to him. The contraband included a loaded gun, drugs, pornography. All sorts of things are flying into the jails using the help of a drone. Danny, did you know this was going on?
I did not know that this was going on, but it sounds like a great idea. The question is, where do they hide all those things? Sounds like a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, there's really only one good place to hide all.
I know, but I mean, how many of these items can you fit in that one good place? Maybe a phone. But to stick the phone, the drugs, and the gun, I mean.
And the drone.
The drone leaves. You don't need to keep the drone in the jail.
So you have a third party pilot piloting the drone.
Yeah, but they got busted, right, Danny?
Yeah, it looks like they got busted. But it also sounds as if it happens all the time. And, a lot of people are getting through. This is just a story about one of those people who got caught.
Yeah.
The question is, how many drones did they crash into the prison before they actually got the contraband in there?
No, yeah, probably they wear those virtual reality glasses, and they're flying from that, so they don't even need. I think they're doing fine.
Wait, so the person who flies the drone wears like Google Glass or like some sort of Oculus Rift to fly the drone?
Yes.
I had no idea. Are you making this up?
No, that's
In drone racing, they do wear goggles, but most people don't wear the goggles.
Most people don't, but I'm sure people that are doing this are wearing the goggles because they have to get inside and through like hallways and stuff.
What are you talking about? They delivered it outside
a window. There's a window.
Dude.
The drone doesn't go into the jail and like sign in.
All of the policemen don't hear the extremely loud drone in the hallway just flying down.
I thought it was ridiculous. Too, but the story headline had me believing that somehow the drone got through security, in through all the secure doors, like it just hovered and waited till a guy like exited. He's like, and then it dropped it off at the cell and then came back out. So anyways, my mistake, guys. Fine. I didn't read the story.
Yes.
I just assumed. Yeah. Why are they still putting windows on the outside of jails, man?
Yeah.
Here's a better way than a drone. It says that there's been a lot of methods used to get things over the prison wall.
Slingshots.
No, one way was by putting drugs in a dead bird and then hitting them over the wall with tennis rackets.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is such great.
Was it a tennis racket or a badminton racket? Because isn't that ideal to hit the birdie over the fence?
No, that's a shuttlecock.
The shuttlecock.
Oh, shuttlecock. Sorry about that.
You're not hitting cocks over with a tennis racket.
Is it possible to tie into our last story? Are people like being inspired by Angry Birds and doing like some sort of like slingshot to like send things over?
Yeah, maybe. Angry Birds has brought about a whole new way of delivering contraband.
That'd be very ironic.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. If somebody tried to smuggle an Angry Birds Red Burger into the jail using the slingshot.
Oh. You know, soon they have those drones coming up, which can lift a human. How long until one of those zooms in and picks up a person or delivers a person?
That's coming up?
Yeah, well, remember we talked about it at CES. They had that one-man drone taxi service that they were looking at, you know, getting up and running. Mm-hmm. So pretty soon you just be able to send a huge drone in there and just pluck the guy right out of the prison.
Yeah. Now, Danny, you talked about how you were playing around with a drone. You had recently gotten a drone and you were chasing your kids with it. Have you thought about getting contraband to anybody in jail?
You know, Rob, I haven't. Not yet. I don't associate with known criminals.
Yeah. Do you think that Prison Bay should have some contraband sent to her in jail? Would that be the next logical move?
Like a Mary Kay lineup, you know, some makeup.
Yeah.
Just so she can keep her looks up.
Here's the next logical move. Drone with a camera, goes in for a photo shoot, comes out with the sexiest Prison Bay photos of all time.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. So she should just be like working out in her cell or something like that?
Yeah. Like just in like yoga pants, and then the drone flies in and just like ka-chi, 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 exits. And oh my God.
Well, Orange is the New Black has made female prisons super sexy. So maybe it's time for a modeling session in a female prison.
Okay. So we'll see if that's going to be the next thing that comes up with these drones. But I think that the security of these prisons, I think they're going to be on high alert for drones after all this. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about another story involving the criminal system and things that fly. Because Danny, over in Canada, there was a story about a crime that was committed. But then the murder weapon fled the scene via a, not a drone, but a crow.
Yes. And here's the crazy thing is that the crow is a well-known crow. He actually has a name.
What's the crow's name?
Let me look for it. I read.
Yeah, I believe the crow's name is Canuck, according to the story.
Yeah, Canuck the crow. So he swooped down during an investigation.
Yes.
Seize the knife, which, remember, we had a monkey knife incident not too long ago. So is this a trend? Is this something the animal kingdom is, you know, are they becoming?
They're collecting knives to battle each other. The great monkeys versus birds battle. Great war of monkeys versus birds. Are you kidding me, dude?
Cold war right now.
Oh,
it's a cold war right now until they arm up with knives.
Yes.
Well, now, he dropped the knife, though, later on. Like, not too.
Oh, he did on a monkey?
Yeah. And then it's
on a monkey, then my whole theory is actually making perfect sense.
Then they have a picture of the crow in the police cruiser seemingly modifying the police report.
Well, the picture of the bird in the police car, the bird actually stole a button off the keyboard off the police computer in the car.
Dude, someone needs to send this bird.
Yeah,
he's a jailbird.
Bird needs to learn his lesson the hard way.
Yeah, talk about angry birds. I mean, they're stealing weapons. They're messing with the police cars. Tyson, do you think that potentially that criminals are teaching the birds to go in and disrupt the police work?
I think they actually could be, because crows are very intelligent birds. Apparently, you can train them to do stuff. Why not train birds to drop contraband off at the prison? You know,
yeah,
that looks less suspicious.
How much drugs does he have keistered right now?
That bird, it's a chubby-looking bird. It's definitely a chubby-looking bird.
How much Coke does he have keistered right now?
Probably 3 or 4 balloons.
You don't need a drone. You just need to train crows to fly it into prison.
And to keister themselves. And unkeister themselves.
Now, it looks like that they have, in the picture of the bird, Danny, it looks like they have like something around the bird's ankle. Are they tracking this bird?
Yeah, it looks like after he's got into some past problems, he's on house arrest. Monitor. Yeah, he's got an ankle monitor.
Is he on probation?
Yep. Yeah.
Probation?
He should be. He's running a
probation
in Canada.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice, Rob. I was waiting for that. You said probation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Crows have got a history. Sure. Remember, it's called a murder of crows.
And yeah.
Sounds like crows have always been criminals.
Yeah. Also, the police have said that this crow has also stolen packs of cigarettes, rolling papers, lighters, change, and keys. What is this bird doing with rolling papers and lighters?
Oh, my gosh.
Smoking, probably just making some cigs without some filterless cigs, man.
Yeah, that crow would never smoke a filtered cigarette, never.
Yeah, that crow is a badass.
You're not going to see this crow vaping, right, Tyson?
No, definitely not. Full blown, dude.
Yeah, he's out of control.
This crow's police record is probably ridiculous, dude. Petty theft, pit pocketing, maybe some shoplifting crimes in there.
Disturbing the crime scene or whatever that would be.
Yeah.
You know, tampering with the crime scene. He may have murdered the person with the knife. Maybe he came back to get the knife he dropped when he was fleeing.
Yeah.
And it's all going to escalate to the great monkey bird war of 2017.
All right. Well, speaking of the monkey bird war, this isn't on our list of stories to talk about, but Tyson, do you want to weigh in at all about the controversy about the gorilla and the kid that climbed in the gorilla or fell in the gorilla cage?
The thing is that because I'm trying to say it in a sensitive way that I don't get a lot of backlash, but we have to put human life above other life. Otherwise, society probably will fall apart. Like, if you start valuing other things more than human lives, then that's kind of the downfall of, you know, then the stupid will not be able to thrive.
Wait, hold on. I was following what you were saying.
No, but that was a sarcastic remark, but that is the truth. And I feel like they had 10 minutes, and in that 10 minutes, they thought, can we tranquilize this gorilla? No, we cannot. Because if you tranquilize the gorilla, who knows? Maybe that will set him off in a rage because he's getting hit by these darts. Mm-hmm. So the only thing they could do to ensure the child's life was to kill the gorilla. That was the safest and surest way to make sure the child came out of that alive.
And keep in mind that Tyson has a season pass to the zoo. So this
he goes to all zoos.
Yeah, he loves zoos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, and are you saying this as a zoo goer because that you feel like that this will ensure that the zoos stay open?
I'm saying this as a yes. I'm saying this as a zoo goer and as a parent and as a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's very, very unfortunate and it's a major bummer. And now I feel like this whole podcast is just like Debbie Downer.
It's a dark turn. All right, I just wanted to get your take on it.
Because I have thought about it because it's like, man, that's tough because you don't want to lose that gorilla because gorillas are amazing. But you don't also want to lose a 4-year-old boy. And you don't, and so, and it's hard too, because like you go to these zoos, like I visited San Francisco Zoo with Sean and Sandy a little while ago, and you can tell that all the enclosures have been modified and modified and modified because humans keep finding ways to get into the enclosures or to throw stuff in the enclosures. So you're actually getting further and further away from the animals in the zoo because things like this happen. So now the whole gorilla is going to have like a big giant chain link fence over the top of it. You won't be able to get a good look or picture of it. That's what's happening. So it's unfortunate on every level, but I think they probably made the right decision.
Okay. Well, let's bring it back. Canuck the Crow has a Facebook page, and it's called Canuck and I. And over 25,000 people have liked Canuck the Crow's
Facebook
page.
This bird knows how to work Facebook, too?
Well, that's why he's stealing all the keyboard letters.
Oh, the keys. He found a keyboard, but he needs to assemble it,
He's assembling his own.
Yeah, because QWERTY only really works for human hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's laying his out different, in a different format.
Yes. There's also a line of Canuck the Crow t-shirts that are out that you can also get that has a picture of Canuck the Crow with a knife in its mouth.
I hope that crow's got a good lawyer to protect his image.
Yeah, I don't know if the crow is actually making money from this. I wonder if this is not actually him. Somebody's just like stealing all the crow's money.
That doesn't sound right.
Because really, did the crow sign off on this guy representing him?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like his image is being used, you know, without his consent.
Without his consent.
Oh, my God. If we could somehow get the crow to lawyer up and get all crows to lawyer up and have a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Against things like this happening to crows.
All right. Let's talk about another story that somewhat involves the law. Because, when you commit these crimes, there's all these costly fines that you have to pay. But one man tried to beat the system because a man in Texas recently paid a very hefty fine completely in pennies that he had to go to court with 22,000 pennies in five buckets and dump them out to pay his fine, which I guess was $220. Now, Tyson, you were playing penny slots in Vegas. Are you happy that, or in Reno, are you happy they didn't pay you all in pennies?
Yeah, I'm happy they didn't pay me all in pennies. But also, this isn't a new story. This is a story I've heard many times, even locally, of people being like, I got a speeding ticket, and you know what I did? I paid with all pennies, because you know what? Now those guys have to count all those pennies. And yeah, it's annoying for the employee in the moment, but when you think about it, that employee is being paid by your tax dollars, so now that guy's just taking like an extra long break counting, like doing a counting exercise. It's not a big deal.
So this guy is not a hero. You think this guy is a jerk?
I think this guy tried to be a hero, but it's hard to be a hero when you just do something that other people have already done.
Mm, yeah.
Well, that doesn't make him any less of a hero, though.
It doesn't?
No.
So this guy is a hero.
If the act itself is a hero's act.
So what you're saying is the guy who plays Superman now is as big of a hero as Christopher Reeves? Is that what you're saying, Danny?
I think we're confusing. That was a movie, Tyson. It was fiction. This is real life. This man did something that a lot of people dream of doing, but few are willing to go out and do.
So
he took.
If I were the clerk, I would have just been like, can you just actually dump those in our penny counting machine right there? Because that would save me the hassle of just scooping them and dumping them in the machine myself. Do you think she counted them by hand?
I hope so.
I don't think so. They have those machines you just dump change into.
Well, I can appreciate what this guy did, because anyone who's ever gotten a ticket, or the last ticket I got was on a bike. I got a ticket for running a red light on a bike. And I can totally understand where this guy is coming from. The cop was such a jerk. It was so stupid. And I wanted to do something like this, but I didn't have the guts. I just ended up paying the fee. So I look at him and I say, yes, there, one for the people.
No, but I feel like that this guy is not a hero. You know, he was speeding. He says he was only going 9 miles over the limit, but you don't know what he was doing. It could have been unsafe. And also, I feel like that it was not the lady or the man who had to clean up all this whole mess that did anything to him. This is somebody who's just at work. This person had a rotten day. Their hands smelled like pennies the whole rest of the day. It's not like he was like sticking it to like the cable company or somebody who is like being like a real corrupt organization. And they were trying to keep the public safe. I feel like that this guy was being a baby.
Look, he was definitely being a baby, but I still like what he did, because it's something we've all wanted to do. I mean, look, even I was in the wrong. I mean, I went through when the lights turned red on all four. I went through because there was a semi opposite of me and I knew I could turn left in front of him. And so what I did was wrong, but it doesn't mean that you're not angry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, maybe not a hero, but at least he did something that a lot of people have thought about doing, because there are a lot of people who maybe got caught doing something they felt wasn't necessarily bad, you know, like kidnapping, robbery, or battery.
Yeah. So why show up to court?
Yeah. So, I get what you're saying, though. He definitely did commit the crime.
Yeah, and then he made a whole video of it, of him, like, taking out the money and then going to there, and then he wrote on the bucket that this was extortion money, and then he shoveled all the pennies into the buckets, and then he kind of just, like, dumped them all out on the counter.
Yeah, he probably needs to go see an anger management consultant.
Yeah, I feel like this is the guy that I would have fun pushing his buttons for a little while, as long as we were in a controlled environment where he couldn't punch me, and then that would be the only time I'd ever have to interact with him.
Still, my initial reaction is good for him, okay? I don't even want to look too much into it, because then I'll appreciate what he did less and less. But just from the headline, when I very first read it a couple days ago, I thought, awesome.
Yeah. The video of this account has over 1 million views on YouTube as well.
Of course.
According to him, that he is not a fan of extortion. He was convicted by a jury for driving 39 in a 30 and had to pay $212.
A jury of his peers.
Yes. And he also started a Patreon account if you want to become a patron of this man, Brett Sanders.
And what do you get?
He has...
Probably not. Yeah.
Well, he currently has two patrons who are contributing a total of $4 a month. So
$4 a month for how long? The rest of his life?
I guess forever. That if as long as people want to support his content. And maybe he'll get more. He'll get more fines, and he'll pay in more coins.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We shouldn't encourage him. He's just super pissed off. That he just needs time to calm down.
I can tell him where a bunch of change is on the desk in my room in Reno. You leave that behind, dude. Change is garbage.
Yeah, maybe are there any fountains around that he could maybe find more change there?
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah,
fountains.
Maybe he should
though,
just open up a fountain,
pads.
Right?
Oh, that's a good idea. Just open up a fountain and put it somewhere public, and then just go collect every day. That's a genius idea.
That's already been thought of. Krusty the Krab tried that in SpongeBob. He put
Did
a wishing
work?
Well next to his hamburger place. Yeah, it worked. People threw in money. And then SpongeBob sat at the bottom and collected it.
All right, so he's on to something. All right, then let's talk about a person who broke a big record recently. The person's name is Matt Stoney, appropriately, that he recently broke a record for eating the world's most Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Hmm. Okay. If there's, we need to find some of these records that are maybe possible.
Yeah, because I think they're only
us.
Records because he has someone present to record them. Because I feel like I've eaten more Cinnamon Toast Crunch than that by myself.
So he ate a mountain of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, totaling 7,700 calories of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The serving equals 2 boxes and a gallon of milk. The video has over 1 million views as well on YouTube, and Stoney has a large following from his previous conquests, which include eating an entire Taco Bell party pack in a minute,
yes,
200 marshmallow peeps, and 11 pounds of canned corn.
How many pennies do you think he could eat?
Canned corn.
I'm not sure.
He'd have some tough competition, because kids eat coins all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Okay, Tyson, do you feel like that you could get in on this racket?
I think I could eat 2 boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch in hardly no effort.
Yeah, well, Tyson could put down cereal. Isn't that why you stopped buying it? Is because you ate so much of it?
Yeah, I'd eat the whole box every time.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So do you think you could out-eat this guy?
I am sure I could train up to out-eating this guy, but would I be happy?
Are you happy right now?
Am I happy right now?
You sound pretty sad after playing penny slots all week.
He also ate a 12,000-calorie jug of protein as well recently.
Whoa. He's probably looking swole as... Oh, my God. Dude, Danny, the reason I sound sad is because I sang a bunch of karaoke, too.
Yeah.
And that made you sad? Normally people who sing karaoke are so happy.
I'm not sad. It's just my vocals, they're tired.
And your fingers are sore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, no, I use the palm of my hand.
I think Tyson could wreck this. I think all of Tyson's life has led to this moment, to top Matt.
Matt Stoney.
Yeah, Tyson could put down bags of chips in like seconds. He can finish a box of cereal, no problem. All he That's has to true. Do is maybe put, you know, a little put time into it, and you could do it.
Yeah. Should we do it?
Tyson, well, did you finish that banana split you got in Reno?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm trying to think. What else did you eat competitively?
I left a couple bites of banana because there was no more ice cream to eat them with. But I would have finished them if there was ice cream there.
Wow. I mean, I think that we did eat dinner like three times one night in Reno. So maybe I think that speaks well to it.
I don't know if we all ate dinner three times, but I definitely had three dinners that night.
You know, this might be the next step for you, Tyson. Competitive eating.
It's the next logical step for certain.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that speaks well to, you know, you don't have to go anywhere to do it. You could sort of like get like a big following from it. This guy has 1.6 million YouTube subscribers.
Is it good for you?
I don't think eating 200 peeps is good for you, or 12,000 calories of protein.
Yeah. I'm looking at his YouTube channel. I mean, he's got a bunch of different videos of a massive ice cream sundae challenge, 11,000 calories.
Tyson could do that.
Six plates of spaghetti eaten in 1 minute challenge.
Ooh, well, maybe.
That, in one minute. He swallows. He doesn't chew. He swallows all that. I bet it's just watery sauce, and then he just swallows the noodles down.
16 White Castle cheeseburgers eaten in 60 seconds.
How many?
Whoa.
16 White Castle cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I don't have the speed he has, but I definitely have the volume. I could eat that volume.
Okay, Danny, 32 Reese's peanut butter cups in 1 minute.
Like I said, the speed wouldn't be there. I'd have to work on the speed. What's he doing? Yeah, is he blending them first?
I think he's eating them.
If I could blend them, then I could do it.
Yeah. He's actually a very skinny guy also. He doesn't, like, you would think that he'd be like, you know, really, really heavy from eating all this food.
Oh, I thought you were going to say muscular.
Well, no, he's a really, very skinny guy.
So it is good for you.
Yeah. So it's a great diet.
You're exercising muscles.
Well, it probably gets your metabolism up really high because you're eating so much stuff that you burn so much calories.
Keeping the furnace going.
Yeah, keep the furnace going.
Now, the problem with eating this big bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch is that Cinnamon Toast Crunch leaves like this film in your mouth. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that, but it leaves this disgusting kind of film. Kind of like when you eat.
Maybe some people like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it makes it easier to consume because after a while your mouth is numb and you can't taste anything.
So you feel like that mouth film.
It covers the receptors that tell you you're full.
Yeah. I feel like that film is probably the biggest problem with eating the 7,700 calories of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, or it might be the best part of it because it kind of coats everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it go down nice and smooth.
We'll see. All right, so this is a story that's particularly relevant to us here on News AF because it speaks to where people are getting their news from these days. A new study showed that 62% of Americans now get their news primarily from social media. This is according to article from Mashable. Over 4,600 people were surveyed, and a majority said that their favorite social media network is also their go-to place for news. Facebook has 66% of their users citing it as a news source. I feel like that we fit right in there.
How so?
I feel like that, you know, that's sort of like where a lot of our News AF stories come from, things that are just really popping on Facebook. That's where, you know, really the idea for this internet story age where these headlines are really just taking off and we're doing a deep dive into them here on News AF. Like people are probably just getting the headline on Facebook, but we're going in.
We're digging all the way down deep into the heart of the story. Here's also the thing. Once we create our News AF segment, people share that on Facebook and it's full circle.
Not enough. Yeah.
Not enough. It's never going to be enough, but any little bit helps, guys.
Yeah. I mean, The Crow has 25,000 likes on its Facebook page.
Don't even think about that because that'll make you depressed.
The Crow is not verified on Facebook.
I'm verified on Facebook, but I have less than that.
Well, you've got that over the crow, so that's something.
Yeah, I don't think that the crow is verified, because I don't think it's actually the crow. I think that you have to actually be like, there's a good reason why it's not verified. So that's interesting.
It's not really the crow?
Yeah, it's not really him. That's why they can't verify it.
But if if the crow had given the person who operates his Facebook page power of attorney, then, right?
That's possible.
Just saying, that's one option for the crow, just in case he's listening.
Okay.
Okay. So we talked about one of the ways to get in shape is to be by eating 2 boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch at a sitting. But now there is a new gym which is opening in San Francisco, which is the world's first cannabis gym. Danny, you love to exercise. Could this be something that you might be interested in?
Rob, would I be interested in getting high and lifting weights at the same time?
It seems dangerous.
It does. And the other thing is, if you're high, it seems like the only thing you want to do is chill, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't amp you up. It chills you out.
Yeah.
Seems to go against everything that getting swole is
about. Like a yoga gym?
You can still lift, like just kind of like be relaxed about it. I mean, that's the thing that's been missing.
Yeah, but would you want to lift? Wouldn't you rather just sit down? You know, watch.
Yeah, but I do. That's what I do anyways. If I were going to the gym, sit down and just watch.
So maybe this is the gym for you.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying too is, can't I just go in and just lift like one thing and be like, well, that's more than enough, and then just hang out?
That ought to burn out the 2 boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, I got to do more.
Yeah, well, that's after the workout.
Yeah, look at that. This guy is just trying to create his own little, he's niche. A founder of Power Plant Fitness Gym.
Power Plant Fitness Gym, that's right.
Oh, and he's hoping the center will help dispel the image of the lazy stoner.
Yes. In addition, one of the founders, Jim McAlpin, also created the 420 Games, which is an athletic competition for people who are high. And famed NFL player Ricky Williams was also involved with the 420 Games.
Oh, nice.
Tyson, I feel like, I know that you don't even drink, let alone smoke, but I feel like that if you were to maybe get into these 420 Games, I feel like that you might be able to dominate.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
as
I don't know.
As a former professional athlete.
Yeah, I feel could probably like win the cycling events, but there's a lot of bike riders who smoke weed. And Ricky Williams, I'm not going to beat him in a football match anytime soon.
Well, I don't think football is one of the competitions at the 420 Games.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like they just run. It looks like running. That's the only thing they talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't think you could get high and beat some people in a race, Tyson?
It's a 4.2-mile run.
Yeah. Oh. That's where the 420 comes from.
Yeah, I could definitely beat some people in the race. Could I beat everybody? Not at this moment in my current physical state, but I could still beat some people.
You know, exercising is so horrible that if this is what it takes for you to exercise, yes, go ahead.
You want me to do drugs?
You probably already do drugs. You probably take Excedrin and drink caffeine. This is just the next, they're just taking the next step up.
That's true.
So, you know, and plus, Tyson, if it will get you out there exercising, yes. And then you'll be even more fun to hang out with if that's possible.
Yeah. Now, Danny, are you being facetious when you say that exercise is horrible? I thought you love exercise.
No. Exercise can be horrible. And the worst part is, if you're just starting to exercise, it's extra horrible. So
yeah.
If this is what it takes for you to get through those first 3 months, and maybe that's what makes it such a great idea, then go for it. Because, I mean, I've been exercising since I was 15, and so I have no idea how hard it is to start exercising at like 30, but I imagine it really sucks. So maybe this is what it takes.
Yeah. Now, Danny, at this gym, do they give you pot at the gym, or do you have to bring your own? Are you just allowed to smoke there, or do you have to smoke before you come in and say, like, hey, work out here while you're high?
So is it smoking, or can they use edibles and stuff?
I think you could use edibles also.
You can do whatever. But it says recreational cannabis is still illegal in California, yes. Mm-hmm. So, meaning that for the time being, any gym member would also have to possess a medical marijuana card to make full use of the facility. So they're carding you at the door, and I'm guessing you have to bring your own. Because it says it's just a gym. It doesn't say it's a dispensary.
Right. So, yeah, they said that vaping and edibles will be allowed first. They hope to add a smoking deck.
Oh, nice. A smoking deck. Mm-hmm. Sounds like
oh, that would be it.
Like all classy joints. Get it?
Yeah. 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 There you go.
Yes, that very classy well.
There you go. All right. And then we got one other news story to talk about. And this is probably one of the more unusual things that we've talked about here on News AF, which involves a story that taken from USA Today about a man who was busted after being quite indecent at a local Kroger store in Cincinnati, outside of Cincinnati. Danny, could you explain what happened here?
Oh, well, I'll let Tyson explain. This was his story.
Okay.
Okay. Well, basically, it sounds like the guy went to the self-checkout and tried to pay for his own poo. He pooed out of his bottom onto the self-checkout machine.
He pooed out of his bottom.
And what was the point? He wanted to weigh it?
Because
that has a scale on there, like if you pay for like produce.
That's true.
If that's the case, then I understand. Every guy's curious about how much, you know, how many Keurigs he's put down in that toilet.
It's true. But can't you weigh yourself, then poo, then weigh yourself again and do the subtraction?
That's good. That's a good point.
Yes, so, you're right. Yeah. He just didn't think of that. Obviously, never. I didn't either. I mean, I would have pooed right on that scale.
So it's an honest mistake, you know, and I think it's just one that we can kind of just be like, you know, forgive him and let him move on with his life and don't poo anywhere like that again, man.
Yeah, the man named Colin Murphy is a 23-year-old charged with public indecency and disorderly conduct. They're saying that he unsurprisingly smelled of alcohol.
Oh, he was drunk.
That's the problem with pooing in public. It's not the turd itself. It's the fact that you show your wang to so many people. Have you ever noticed that? Public indecency, disorderly conduct. If he had done this in front of a school bus full of children, he would have to be on the sex offenders registry. Because
you mean just
that's
for,
a real
but shouldn't
offense.
He kind of anyway?
You mean they'd put him on the sex offenders registry just for pulling his pants down and taking a in front of people? That is a crime.
Which part is a crime?
You've listed a whole bunch of crimes.
I don't want to see a butthole. I don't want to see another dude's dong. I don't want to see poo exiting anybody at any time, especially when I'm about to self-check out. You know, I used to not use
bags. Is that a euphemism?
What?
Yeah. Oh, he should have pooed in a bag and then put that on the scale.
That's a good idea. So on
a
produce
bag. There
are
lots of workarounds here. Yeah.
I used to not even use bags for my bulk items, and now I have to.
I guess here's my question with this guy. I mean, how drunk was he? Was he so drunk that he thought that the self-checkout area was a bathroom? Because if that was the case, I'm willing to be a little more lenient where he thought for whatever reason, oh, this is the bathroom. But if this was like some sort of...
Is that even a thing?
I don't know. Maybe he was so drunk that's what he thought. If he just got the like beer courage to say, hey, I've always wanted to go poop on the self-checkout at Kroger. I finally have the courage to do that now that I've been drinking. Then throw the book at this guy. He's a maniac. But let's just say he's just such a drunk that he was confused. I feel like then maybe just crobation could be potentially. And that's yes. Crow with a K-R-O for Kroger. In this case, then maybe he's not allowed in the Kroger anymore.
You know, I had a friend.
So there's two different types of probation.
Right.
I had a friend in junior high poop into a waste bin in the classroom during homeroom. And I think some people.
And did everybody know he was doing it?
Oh, yeah. There was a group of 10 to 15 guys all laughing and watching the door. I bring that up because there's some people who maybe for them, you know, there's the thrill of defecating in public. And then he's like, I've always wanted...
Like a real sexy...
Yeah, he's like, oh my gosh.
Like it's a real sexy thing.
This gets me so turned on. He's like, I've never had the courage to do this. I'm going to get liquored up. I'm going to go to Kroger's. And added bonus, I'm going to see how much it weighs.
Yeah. I will say, based on this guy's mugshot from the picture, he's not looking too good at 23.
Oh, yeah, he's got a mustache.
Yeah, he's looking like pretty haggard. Easily, like you would think this guy could be 43.
See, but how much better would he look if he had combed his hair? Maybe he could have gotten a modeling job.
Hot mugshot?
Yeah. He just didn't put any work into his face.
That wasn't his goal going into it.
Yeah. I don't think he's really a match for Prison Bay. I don't think that he really has a crime that is going to make the women swoon and say, like, oh, why'd they arrest this guy? He's so hot.
He's got a Ryan Gosling-like face with the droopy eyes.
I don't know. Got kind of like the Kramer hair. Colin Murphy.
And we all know how Kramer did with the ladies.
I guess so, yeah. I guess the actual character of Kramer did okay. So yeah, he had slurred speech and staggered walk. I don't know how well Michael Richards did with women. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. All right. So that is the story of Colin Murphy from Hyde Park. Watch out for him if he comes into your checkout. Okay. I know that Adam also wants to come on with us and give us a story. I don't know if there's anything that's similar like that going on in Australia. Let's go ahead and bring in our Australian correspondent, Adam. Punch him on. Adam, how are you?
There he is. Awesome. Oh, welcome back from Reno. I hope you guys had fun. I enjoyed seeing Tyson's attempt at karaoke.
Yes.
What attempt?
Well, Tyson.
It was a full-fledged assault, dog. What kind of song did they film? The end where I ran out of breath?
Well, yeah, Rob only Snapchatted 10 seconds of it. I wanted to see maybe a little bit more of it. So I don't think I got the real deal for just how much star power you brought to the performance.
What song was it? What song were you listening to?
Was it the Ice Ice Baby or something like that?
Baby Got Back? I only got halfway through that and I couldn't get a breath after that because there's no room to breathe.
Well, Tyson's a real hero when it comes to karaoke because a lot of people have to get pretty liquored up before they go up there. But Tyson doesn't drink and just goes up there. So big props to Tyson.
Rob, doing I'm the same. Sober. Yeah. I do it sober. I do it. I have to. It's a certain performance.
Yeah, right, Adam. Oh, you blew my candle out to make yours look brighter. Yeah.
No, nothing like that, Tyson. You know I would never do that now. Come on.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to talk about how crappy the songbook was at the karaoke that we were at. But let's just
there
go into
only
your
300 songs.
Yeah, but there were nothing that you wanted to sing.
Only 300 songs. Well, if it didn't have the Survivor theme song, then it's no good.
Like the theme song to the Survivor TV show that has no words?
Oh, it has words.
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't have that.
Yeah.
Tribal, no, they did not have that. By Ross Land.
Yes.
We got to bring that back. I wanted to talk about this story, which I think has made big news in America, about the Heimlich maneuver and Harry Heimlich finally performing his own maneuver at the age of 96.
Mm.
Did he do it to save someone or was
he
it was
did.
A groping
he saved someone's life.
Covered up as a Heimlich maneuver?
Well, he's 96, so we're not entirely sure. I mean, you know, it could go both ways. But at 96, he saved Patty Riss, 87, of the Dupree House in Cincy, owned by Episcopal Retirement Services. So he saved a fellow person at the old folks' home and, got to finally perform his own maneuver. Yeah, and
now he can die. Mm-hmm. If he was to die tomorrow, he could die in peace.
This is what went through his head.
Yeah.
It actually works. It works. I didn't.
It wasn't all the other lives that got saved.
I've had the Heimlich performed on me, and it does work.
Have you done it?
It comes shooting out like a rocket.
Boom!
A carrot. When I was like, I think 10, I had a carrot go down the wrong tube. My brother did it as a joke because he thought I was joking, and it just came shooting right out.
Boom!
Totally worked.
Nice.
Wow. I mean, it doesn't say in the article whether or not Dr. Heimlich is single or not, but I think that would be probably the best part of inventing the Heimlich maneuver is that, you know, if you sort of like, hooked up, I think you can like brag to your friends about performing the Heimlich maneuver. I think
wonder about some of these life-saving moves like the Heimlich or mouth-to-mouth, you know, were they originated by, you know, doctors who were pervs?
Well, if you have to put a finger on it, I think if like if you didn't have the Heimlich maneuver, well, I don't
put
know
a
how
finger
many
on it.
Yeah, no, you couldn't put a finger.
That's
on
another
it.
Maneuver.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to keep the fingers away when you do the Heimlich maneuver. That's very important.
But I want a pickup line for Dr. Heimlich to be able to say to people like, so have you had the Heimlich maneuver?
Would you like me to demonstrate? Yeah. Let me get in there.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. All right.
What I don't understand, just quickly, if he didn't know that it worked that when he came up with it, then why would anyone listen to him? Why would someone think that like pushing on someone would eventually like work if he'd never performed it all these years? That's what I don't understand.
So you're wondering if they brought in college students, had them choke on things, and then tested to see if they could get it out? Like, I kind of see what you're saying. Like, how did they know this would work? How did Heimlich know it would work if he had never, ever seen it or done it before? Right.
Exactly.
Well, what, think they handed out flyers on like a college campus? Like, hey, would you come in for this study and then choke on food? And then we'll try this new experimental maneuver out on you?
All the college students saw were free food. The part of this free food.
You'll eat this giant bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, they just held an eating contest. You know, people eat a lot fast when it's an eating contest and they start choking. And, you know, you remove all the liability out and then you try and perform the Heimlich maneuver.
Matt Stoney.
You should have the eating contest be those little weenies. What are those things called?
Cocktail Franks.
Cocktail weenies.
Cocktail Franks. Because they'd be easy to lodge, but they'd also be easy to dislodge and probably get a real good firepower.
Yeah.
Kaboom.
Matt Stoney needs to have Dr. Heimlich standing by for all of his eating challenges. All right. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. All the best.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Shaka.
Shaka, bro.
See you later.
Shaka.
Okay.
Ciao.
All right. Take care. All right. Well, what a fun news AF today.
I got breaking news. Do you want to play the...
All right, hold on. Hold on. We have some breaking news that Tyson has to report coming up here on News AF.
Breaking news are happening now.
Yes, Tyson.
I just got an email from a mailing list that I joined, and it's the mailing list of Prophets of Rage, which is a combination. Okay. A new super band has emerged. Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, in Cypress Hill.
Whoa.
Does that sound like a band you would like to listen to?
No.
Guess so.
Me neither. Here it is. Because before you just thought it, I thought maybe it was Rage and maybe Public Enemy, and then they added Cypress Hill and both of, and the whole combination just, anyways, this is their thing. Prophets of Rage combines the sonic firepower of Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, and Cypress Hill. We can no longer stand on the sidelines of history. Dangerous times demand dangerous songs. It's time to take the power back. It's time to make America rage again.
Okay. Keep this posted.
I feel like if you're really trying to make a statement, you got to do more than sing songs.
Yeah. I think we have enough raging going on.
Yeah. That guy
for raging is over.
Too pennies. Maybe too much.
The pennies guys. Yeah. He's listening to too much Rage Against the Machine.
And yeah, you don't think that guy's raging against the machine?
Dude, he's probably also, as stoked Flavor, as you are. He's probably on the same mailing list, Tyson.
Yeah. Also, Flavor Flav, it's like, is he going to really encourage you to rage after watching him on MTV?
What, you saying he's sold out?
He's definitely sold out.
No. Boy. Not him. Not him.
We've got a class action lawsuit of the week from Anessa.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good. Let's get out of this segment. I thought you guys were going to be way... I actually thought you were going to be less excited than you were, so it worked out perfect.
So, Anessa sends us... they're investigating a company called Uvo, who said they have a drink which was the equivalent of sunscreen. The drink claimed to provide protection from the sun from 3 to 5 hours from the inside out. They claim that this was proven to work, that you don't need sunscreen if you drink this, but...
I've never had my inside sunburned.
Yeah.
That's clinical, you haven't been tanning the right way.
Well, the clinical trials they did only included 15 people, and they won't say if those people also used sunscreen. So the Academy of Dermatology says this product is actual crapshool and should not be used as a replacement for sunscreen. So... be on the lookout for that.
But how does it taste?
Probably delicious.
I know if I eat pizza, I get sunburned because of all the oil on my face.
Yeah.
But So I know that works, like the opposite works, but I don't know about, I'll eat some sunscreen, some 30 SPF, just drink it, see what happens.
If it tastes like Hawaiian Tropic smells, then we're in for a treat.
Delicious.
Delicious, right?
The coconut oil bandit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm ready for this. I'll try
Tyson,
it.
What about any reviews? We didn't do any, talk about any News AF reviews last week. Do we have any new ones?
Yeah, we've definitely got a bunch of new ones. I actually had somebody at Reno tell me that we hadn't read their review yet.
Oh.
And I was like, well, tell me which one it is. And she kind of maybe told me which one it was, but I can't remember it all now. So yes. I'm just going to read whatever one pops up first that I feel is deemed worthy to make the airwaves. Right?
Fair enough.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here we go, guys. Ooh, this is a long one. I had to click more on it to see even more. Your most entertaining hour, 5 stars by Charlie298A. Wow, he sounds like he's like a clone being harvested for organs in case Charlie297A gets injured or something.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Rob and Tyson did a great job of changing the format to informative news, and Danny brings chemistry and a level of professionalism.
Yes.
Everyone needs to add the show to the iTunes subscription. And when the next late night talk show slot opens up, I say we nominate the trifecta of Rob, Tyson, and Danny. As long as Rob can continue talking 10 plus hours every week about Survivor.
Ooh. No problem.
That's the... Okay, you can do that?
Yeah, no, that's easy. I can easily do that.
I'm a mother and professional.
There you go.
You are, see, because he can self-censor.
Yes. All right. If you want to go ahead and leave us your feedback and have it read on the show, you can go and do that on our iTunes page at newsaf.news. That's newsaf.news. And you could also send us in your submissions for News AF stories all week long by sending them to our email address, tips@newsaf.news. All right. I feel like for the hashtag this week, we have to go with Crobation.
Yeah, it has to be Crobation.
Which one, though? Crobation, C-R-O-W, or K-R-O-Bation?
I think C-R, as it was the original Crobation.
Yeah.
Okay, the original Crobation. Unless that if you feel like that you're a sympathizer with the Kroger guy, and then you could use the K-R-O.
Or you can use both of them if you have a bunch of extra characters you need to use up.
Well, so like that, like the actual Crow who has a bunch of extra characters because he stole them from the police keyboard.
Yeah, he did. He's creating his own Crow-centric keyboard for his Mac.
Yes. All right. Danny, if Tyson and I go back out to Reno at some point, are you more likely or less likely to come out after you've heard all the stories?
I'm excited to watch Tyson do the penny slots and see a system in action. Like, that to me is appealing.
Would you back Tyson?
You mean, yeah, I'll back him. I'll give him $100 in pennies.
I think I would. I think I would. I would back Tyson on the slot machine.
But I don't need backing.
He doesn't need it. That's the problem.
Money doesn't grow on trees for Tyson. It pumped out of penny slots.
Yeah. Exactly, dude.
All right. Well, very fun News AF. Happy to be back. We'll be again live next Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who puts together the News AF podcast. Of course, you can subscribe to the show at newsaf.news. Take care. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.